Welcome to His Stories Broadcast. We are so glad you are with us today. We live in a world and culture that screams violence, division, and we shake our fist at God, if we even believe in God. However, today it is our desire to honor God. Our hosts, Gil and Kevin, will describe what will be coming. Just a reminder, if you would like a copy of the broadcast, feel free to go to hisstoriesbroadcast.com.
All right. Okay. Well, hey, thank you guys for tuning in today. And we're on episode 2 of His Stories. And I'm here with my co-host, Kevin Michelin. And before we get started on today's testimony, why don't we just go ahead and open up in a word of prayer before we dig in. All right. So, Father, we just thank you for being so faithful to us. We thank you that we do overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
And so, Lord God, we thank you for this broadcast. We ask, Lord God, that the right people will be able to hear it at the right time so that it would bring victory into their lives. Yeah. Lord, we thank you for being so faithful, and we give you praise for all that you're about to say and do. Yeah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well.
Well, yeah, Gil. My name is Kevin Michelin, and I don't know if, Gil, did you say you're a pastor?
No, I did not.
No, okay. Right. Well, it's good to plug your church.
That
is called That Church Downtown in South Bend, Indiana. So if you ever get a chance to go into downtown South Bend, visit Gil's church. Look him up. I think the others, I can plug my church real quick.
Yeah, please.
My name is Kevin Michelin. I'm at a church called Riverside Church. It's on the west side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I've been able to meet our guest here. His name is, I just call him Tony. What's your full name, Tony?
Tony Augello.
Tony Augello. Okay.
Good,
yeah, we just call you Tony all the time. So, so I have a chance, kind of a double whammy with you. I've been able to get to know you not only through church, but also through a place in which you've been living, and that's called Hope Ministries, and that's downtown South Bend.
Yeah.
Getting to know you, getting to hear your heart, many times. They have at Hope what they call like a community meeting, and I've got to know your heart there because it's very open, very transparent meetings that take place, and so I have been struck by really your willingness to give praise to the Lord, and even though that there has been situations in your life that have been difficult.
Amen.
Yeah, and so let me ask you this: how has in even those things that have come into your life, can you share us maybe a little bit about yourself, like where you grew up in, and just some of the things of I know talking with you, you've mentioned about your experiences sometimes before the Lord, and some experiences after meeting this God. So can you just fill us in?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the best I can.
Sure.
Without getting long-winded, my story is this, my testimony is I'm from Chicago, I'm a small old contractor, I took a leap of faith to come out here about 5 years ago with some guys I was working with in Chicago.
Yeah.
It was a leap of faith because I wasn't a full-time man of God.
Sure.
I was I call them part-timers now, and that's where my problems started, okay? I took a leap of faith thinking these guys were a men of the word.
Sure.
And came out to South Bend. Like I said, I've been here 5 years. It started going downhill from about the first year I was here.
Sure.
These guys were not speaking the truth. I was doing what I normally do, and that is work. Things started going south, and I was a proud man. I wasn't very humble. I thought everything was supposed to come to me if you work hard.
Sure.
That's not the way it is. And I found that out through Hope Ministries.
Mm.
I ended up going through Hope from a sister of mine from a church.
Okay.
I became a full-time man of God. I was can I mention the church?
Absolutely. Sure.
Cornerstone.
Yeah, sure.
And I was there for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I met a couple people there. One of the sisters, Sister Berta, She knew my trials and tribulations. I went to church with her all the time. When I lost my job and I lost my house, I went to her and she said, "Tony, listen, go to Hope Ministries.
Okay.
They got a bed for you."
Okay.
And now I'm a full-time Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm a man of God. You know?
I love that. That's a great term.
I do. I love
yeah.
it too.
Yeah. I'm a full-time Christian.
Yeah.
And that's great because so many times what happens is those that are in the church, we do stuff on Sunday, mm-hmm. and a lot of times, unfortunately, we will go, "Oh, checked, got that off." Mm-hmm. Or I'll even show up on a Wednesday night, mm-hmm. boom, check, got that off. But Monday, Tuesday, and those things that then hit you, and you go, well, you know, you kind of just chuck Christ, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So full-time, I love that.
You have to, my experience is this, when you are in God's Word.
Yeah.
And you surround yourself with God's people, yeah. brothers and sisters, I call them. It doesn't make a difference how old they are. They're brothers and Christian, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
And like you said, Kevin, you go to church and then you miss things during the week.
Right.
The longer you stay in the Word, the better off you can deal with the mm-hmm. things that He throws at you. Yeah. Because He's always going to throw things at you. Yeah. Not God. The
right.
devil.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
he's going to try to get, he wants you. Yeah. I don't want him to want me. I want God. I want to be in God.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Hope, I really got into the Bible. I got into the Word. I couldn't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people at Hope, Hope Ministries saved me from my demise.
Mm-hmm.
He brought everything. They brought everything to light. They house you. They feed you.
Wow.
They give you a long-term time out mm-hmm. because I'm mm-hmm. a little bit older than That's a lot great. Of people.
Yeah.
I haven't had to live on the street, but being at Hope gave me a lot of time to get myself straight mm-hmm. with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in classes.
Yeah.
They're always... They make you stay busy, mm. and it's all about the Bible.
Mm.
And which is, if you want to accept God into your life so that your life can be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit in you,
mm-hmm.
that's the place to get it.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost you anything. There's a lot of people, like I said, I've been in South Bend for 5 years. Okay. I have two people outside of Hope that I still talk to
mm-hmm.
because all the other people... decided to show their true colors, mm. and it wasn't the type of people I wanted to hang out.
Sure.
I've met Kevin. I met David. I met Sharon. Mm. I can go down the list. Bill McGrath. A lot of good people, Christian yeah. people, at Hope.
Yeah.
Those are the people I hang out with. Those are the people I pray with.
Yeah.
Those are my brothers and sisters.
Mm. Tony, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
During that first year, you say you came here and, you know, it led to a downfall. People weren't honest about who they right. were. What was the situation that you were in mm. right before you got to Hope?
Mm. The situation that I was in was I was out here all by myself, okay? Mm-hmm. I was going to church, but I was still a part-timer, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
And the situation that I was in was I always felt... I wasn't worthy enough because if I'm not working, I feel like there's something left out.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't take care of myself, I'm from an Italian family. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of Italians.
Oh, so am I.
I knew that as soon as I met you.
Did you know? You're all right.
I was talking to Kevin this morning that I don't feel right if I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
But since God has... been inside me. He's teaching me a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not measured by your worth if you're working or you're not working.
Mm-hmm.
What God wants you to be righteous and pleasing to Him is you're passing on the word, the good word of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He will set you free. He will make you, He will not make you. He assists you in mm-hmm. following His path. If you want to, if you choose to.
Yeah, you're choosing that, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want God in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people that I've been associated with that have made bad choices at Hope Ministries, including myself, because I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. But when they came back and they were allowed back, I asked them, you know, what caused you to do that? And on all six of them, they said they stopped reading.
They stopped God's word.
Yeah. They got out of the word right away. As soon as they took that first drink or they took that first puff or whatever your addiction is, they took that first one and then they didn't repent. They didn't ask for forgiveness. They stayed away from the word. You have to have the word inside you every day. It's like drinking water or eating. You got to get nourished. And the more you read this, the word, the more you get it in your head, and then it sinks 18 inches from your head to your heart. And then you start projecting what you're getting out of the Bible with your tongue. And then people start recognizing, hey, this guy's a full-time guy.
I love the whole full-time guy. I think we need to make sure and have that on our caption somewhere, you know, full-time Christian. As a matter of fact, we ought to make badges or something that says full-time Christian. You got a T-shirt idea right here.
I know, right?
But it's more than a T-shirt. It's really a way that it's a life that, you know, the one thing we had, there's a prayer meeting I went to this morning, and it was reminding of me when we were going through this a prayer time that with some other folks, we were just talking about the fact that, you know, what are we doing today? We're not guaranteed tomorrow. I see nothing that's guaranteed to me in the Bible that says, guess what, Kevin, you're going to live for X amount of years. I have not received that note, okay?
Me neither.
it is very possible that my life could be another 60 years. I'd be very old if that would be the case in today's terms. Or, you know what, the Lord could take me home tonight. Or immediately when we leave this studio. So how am I living for the King in that period of time? What's my next moment look like? And am I willing to listen to what the Holy Spirit has and willing to listen to what, as you've mentioned, the book, the Bible, and that is the book, right?
Yep.
That is the book that keeps us strong. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly that many times. When I am tempted, and as we all know in this room, that temptations will come at us. They'll come at us full force, and we should in many ways expect that. We should expect it because we don't belong to the enemy,
right?
And we belong to the one that created this earth, our Heavenly Father, and because
but the enemy wants us,
yeah. Oh yeah. Well, he wants to destroy you is what he wants to do. And because you have said, you've proclaimed it now too, where it's gonna go out to a lot of different people, you've also proclaimed it too, saying that I'm a full time Christian.
Right. Amen.
And so the enemy hears that. He's hearing it right now, and he's hearing that, and he goes, okay, buddy, I'm coming after you. So that means that we need to be in his word.
Amen.
As men. You know, so many times we just kind of, that's the woman's job. No, it's we're men, right?
Yep.
So we need to act like sons of the living God.
Amen.
You know, and so it's very encouraging to hear that there is a transformation that's starting there for you.
Tony, let me ask you, since that transformation and you coming into Hope and the changes you've seen, what has been the biggest change you've seen the Lord has done in you since you've become this full-time Christian? Like, what's the biggest stark difference that you see in yourself?
I used to do it before I was a full-time Christian. I always like to give. I'd always like to help my neighbor, you know. And then I got hurt with that, even from people from church. But since I've been at Hope, and you have all this positive energy around you because it's in the Word. They're trying to spread this Word, and your whole life is in this. If you want to follow the Bible and follow Jesus, your life will be joyful. You're fulfilled, blessed. It's very hard to get joy in your life. I get joy from helping other people.
Sure.
And you have to try to, you have to love everybody, but you don't have to like them. Okay? it's a really good phrase for me because uh-huh. I love all my neighbors at Hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's still things that I dislike that they do, but it's not in my control. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I need to be there for them like I want them to be there for me.
Right.
Because we're all broken. Mm-hmm. Everybody at Hope is broken, from the staff.
And outside of Hope, they're broken too.
I'm trying to deal with just Hope right now because the outside world is totally different.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it is quite. Yeah. It's a nice shelter that you have.
Oh, it's a nice family to have when you're starting to grow inside.
Yeah.
You know, I have a couple good friends that are staff members that I go to church with.
Yeah.
Right. Michael.
Yeah.
I met Kevin. Mm. I knew Keith prior to this.
Right.
And it always seems, we're talking about Jill this morning, okay, who is a staff member at Hope. And I told her the other day that God has my path for me, mm-hmm. as long as I recognize it, as long as I hear him or I absorb what he's telling me. Mm-hmm. They call it intuition. It's not intuition. It's God speaking to you. If you want to accept what he's telling you at that particular time, we can't do this on our own. We have to give grace and praise to God first. That's why we have to read every day. Mm-hmm. If we have it in our heads, in our heart, which is the Holy Spirit, and we can listen to where he's telling us to go, our journey will be much more peaceful. Mm-hmm. It's not, I was telling you, Kevin, while a couple weeks back that I was working, I had a good job, and all kinds, I got a car donated to me from Hope Ministries. I was getting overwhelmed by blessings, not by pitfalls, you know, not by bad things, mm-hmm. but by blessings. And I told Jill and I told Mike, I told you also, Kevin, I didn't know how to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could be overwhelmed by blessings and you can be overwhelmed by bad things.
Sure.
So it's whether we're at Hope or in the real world, there's always ups and downs.
Right.
It's how your faith can get you through those low sides.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, because you just said how to deal with the blessings. Tony, is that a difficult thing for you?
Sometimes it is difficult because you're wondering if you're worthy of it. Am I doing the right thing? God wants you to be happy. That's why he gives you grace and blessings. It's all how you deal with those blessings.
Yeah.
So I'm learning to deal with good blessings that God has given me. And it is difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. It is difficult. But I still pray that I get blessings.
Sure. Yeah.
I still want to help people. Mm-hmm. I still want to do the thing that makes God happy, and that is to spread the word.
Yeah.
So,
What are the areas, and this is the a part that I love, Tony, about you, is that you are transparent. Mm-hmm. What are the areas in which we all have them? For me, I'll just be honest, an area in which I have to put walls up, that I have to be very, very careful of, is seeing things, pictures that I should not be seeing. I think that's evident to a lot of men that are out there.
Yeah.
And we got computers that are called phones. And you know, that's what they are. They're little mini computers that are right in our hand.
Yeah.
And so that's an area where I have to put those blocks up, because I love my wife so much more than what God has given me with my wife, right? So that's my area that I have to go. That wall has to be, those are tempted. And so the enemy knows that, and so he will tempt me consistently mm-hmm. with that. What are the areas, and I know Gil has got areas in his life, you know, what are the areas that when you feel like, okay, you mentioned being in his word, but those times in which, you know what, it's kind of hard to drive and be in his word at the same time,
mm-hmm.
okay? What are those, when those thoughts come to you, when those temptations come to you, what does he hit you with? What's the lie?
I actually had a backslide just last week, right before Christmas. Everything was going okay. I had a good job. I lost it. Christmas was coming up. I just lost my job, so I got a bad and a good. Yeah. So I'm going up and down on the roller coaster ride. Yeah. I wasn't strong enough not to go ahead and pursue my addiction, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't mind drinking. I don't mind smoking pot. There's a couple other things that I do that I'm not proud of, but those are my downfalls. Yeah. Now, I have to stay away from them, and I didn't last week. Mm-hmm. The consequences that I pay are very severe.
Right.
It got me out of the Word, even if it's only for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That 15 minutes that you make the decision that it's okay to do something wrong, or sin is what we call it, it's not a good thing. And for that 15 minutes of sin, I'm paying dire consequences.
Right.
I'm not at Hope right now. I have a I have a meeting tomorrow at Accountability.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this, is that I learned from that little backslide.
Excuse me.
I've been at the same house, which I have a roof over my head right now. You know, I paid a little rent to rent a room out. I have heat. I have access to my coffee, and which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I told Sister Jill yesterday that I'm here. I'm safe. I could do whatever I want. But I didn't smoke or drink or do my addiction.
Right.
I was the normal guy. I watched TV. I ate. Mm-hmm. You know, I shoveled the snow yesterday.
Yeah.
but God doesn't want me to be there.
Right.
It is a safe place. It's okay. I'm good there. But I know God doesn't want me there. So what I need to do is I need to ask for some grace tomorrow at Hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they'll let me back in.
Yeah.
That's where I need. That's my path right now that God wants me to be on.
Yeah.
So. Learning experience, a backslide, learning experience, get back on that chosen path.
You know, the Bible says that a wicked man fall one time and won't get back up. Mm-hmm. Righteous man can fall seven times. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really jive with our thinking. Well, if you were righteous in the first place, you would have never fallen. But that's not what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
It says that a righteous man will get up again.
Yeah.
So that to me is really the telling thing. And that's why I appreciate what you shared just now. Because, you know, when we hear testimonies, it's always the analogy or the anatomy of a testimony is, I was doing bad.
Yeah.
God saved me. I'm perfect now.
Perfect now.
Like, and so that's what, this is what I love about what you just shared.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I was doing bad. God saved me. I saw that I'm His. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. And I messed up yesterday. I will probably mess up again. Mm. Hopefully, they become less frequent.
Amen.
And God perfects us. But it's still an ongoing journey.
Yeah.
It's not like it stopped. Oh, you're good now. All right, Tony, on to the next person. All right, let's get this next testimony up here now. No, we're all works in progress.
Amen.
And, you know, that's why I had to interject that. We're like, oh, people, I hope they're broken. Like, we are all broken. Pastors, ministers. Everyone is broken and needs that. We need Him every day.
Amen.
So that's why I do appreciate you sharing that, because, you know, someone out there is going to go, yeah, wow, what a powerful testimony, man.
Right.
I'm still struggling. Right. Hey, we're all trying to feel our way. We're all trying to get to the place where we recognize that we have a total dependence on the Lord.
Amen.
And on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, like you said, you come out of that place for 15 minutes. Man, David said it, Moses said it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go anywhere without your Spirit, without your presence. So when we move out from under that, you know, we're all sitting ducks.
Yep.
You know, whether you do it for a day, a year, 15 minutes, we need to be under His influence. So thanks for sharing that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. It's helpful for me to express myself.
Right.
And it's what God wants us full-time Christians to do, and that's to pass the word on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all have our testimonies, and we are all broken.
Yeah.
but there's help out there, and the help is in the Word.
Yeah. I love the fact that you keep putting your hand on the
Bible. He's being sworn in.
Yeah, I love it.
And, you know, in some ways, you said sworn in, it kind of does remind me of the fact of, in many ways, I mean, by you giving your testimony, what do we do in a court of law? Mm. We are giving our testimony, saying this is fact. This is the truth. And by you putting your hand on the Bible too, is you're, and basically we didn't have a swear-in ceremony here.
Pretty much.
But in many ways, yeah, we did. Because you're saying, look, this is what is the truth, and you have the Father of lies, and you have the truth, mm-hmm. and you know we are to reside in that truth, and so that. That to me is exciting. We're not attorneys.
Put the legal disclaimer.
We're not attorneys.
Kevin and Gill are not attorneys. And do not offer legal advice.
You know, but it's refreshing. And what your testimony does is it's refreshing to those who would be listening to this, to hear you go, okay, you know, if Tony's going through that, and God is touching his life, then you know what? Because of his testimony, because it is factual, and that this God is real.
Amen.
This God is moving. He's not somehow some force that has just put the world in place and just left it. He is a God that is active in our lives, and he's transforming lives. And last week, we just mentioned that this is a show. It's like show and tell in many ways, and that's what we're doing here. We're showing and we're telling about the good news of Christ. And so I don't know if we would have any time to pray over
our
friend here, Tony, if
absolutely.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. I just want to share one really quick word of encouragement. You know, Tony mentioned something earlier in his testimony, and he talked about particularly men find their value in the work that they do.
Yeah.
If I'm not working, you feel worthless. And that's part of our natural makeup, you know. But I just want to encourage any men out there, men and women, really, if you are struggling with your identity or struggling with your worth to people and to God, to think, man, I'm not earning X amount of dollars. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. You know, please disengage yourself from that lie and know that your worth, the worth that God places on you, is not based on how many hours of you work in a week. It's based on his son. That's the value he gave. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, how much am I worth to God? Look at Jesus and see how much he paid for your redemption. So I just wanted to share that real quick before we pray over Tony. So, yeah, please, let's
pray. Dear Father, I thank you for Tony. Lord, I just pray that as we leave this time, leave this room, that you would be glorified, that our lives would be that full-time Christian, as Tony had proclaimed. And Lord, I ask for just a blessing that if there's anything that is holding Tony back, that needs to be released, I ask that would be released right now. And Lord God, that he would be on the path, continue to be on the path for freedom. I ask that for those who are also listening, who may be struggling right now, in any way, whatever temptation, whatever lie that's being brought in, I ask that that would be replaced with truth. Mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you for these men that are in this room and in this station right now. I just give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are, because you are the great, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, I just thank you that we are able to serve you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.